26 minutes to 3 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, and our friend Les from Airworks Racing. Go fast, take chances.
You know it.
That's what my mother said you mustn't do. But she clearly didn't meet Les. Otherwise, you know, she would have been won over. It's charming. Nice to have you back in the studio, mate. What's happening?
And you, thank you for having me. I actually haven't been on the air with you before. I'm normally with Mike. So good to be with you.
Okay.
Change is good as a holiday, they say.
So now you're with you're with the big dogs.
I'm with the big dogs now. I'm with the big dogs. Now we can really talk about business.
So. The old dogs can't walk anymore, let alone ride. Yeah. So this is good news. I really like your brand. It's as a motorcyclist from back in the day and until fairly recently, the love that I have for motorcycling, it has almost no comparison, and it's the closest that I think one can get to flying without actually leaving the ground. And it just gives you that sense of freedom. You can smell the surroundings, you can feel the temperature changing, you're in tune with the joy of adrenaline.
That is, it's a great outdoors, yeah.
Of just being as free as a bird, because you're pretty much as free as a bird on a bike. The big problem, of course, is that it's also pretty exposed, so you need to take a certain amount of responsibility. But I'll tell you something for nothing, and I'll maybe ask you this question. Those that will tell you, and there are many, I'm sure, that come with a very convincing argument that motorcycles are very dangerous. Well, anything is dangerous in life. But the thing is, and my experience was that I had many, many spills. Not proud of it, I'm just stating the fact.
No, we've all had them, yeah.
I could have avoided, I think, every single one of them if I had been a little more proactive and a little more responsive. That is, hand on heart, I sympathize terribly with those that are hit from the blue, but even then, you can see something coming. Tell me about it. What is your approach to riding?
You know what? At the end of the day, you know, from a motorcycle side of things, obviously, there's the coaching involved to do it properly. So we offer that as a service, obviously. But it is that you need to know what you're doing. You know, there are powerful machines, even from the kiddos, you know, from the little 50cc PV50s in the wrong hands, somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
So there's just a level of having the right coaching or training just to give you the basics. And that's all it is. Yeah. You know, most of the coaching that I do for newbies to the sport, whether you are, a youngster or an adult like yourself, is I actually tell everybody, it's only one or two lessons at most. Then you're wasting your money and I'm wasting my time. Mm-hmm. Because then you need to go and practice all those fundamentals and those basic, the instructions that you've been taught. So
once you know about technical riding off road.
Yeah, no, not even off road. You got to learn how to use a clutch.
Yeah.
You got to learn where to look. People don't. I mean, I wish I had so many of these things I've been told early on in the days, and I wouldn't. I'd figure out for myself. But at the end of the day, you know, in one lesson, I can just teach you how to use a clutch properly, how to use the brakes properly, which brakes to use at which point, where to sit on the motorbike, where to stand, where to look while you're riding, all those basics. And when you get into trouble, what to do so that you don't get hurt.
There we go.
Once you've got that, then, you know, the world's your oyster, as I say. Then you're not just blindly on a motorbike like most friends would do to you. Oh, yeah, go for a ride. And then you're into a brick wall or a tree or, you know, a hole or something like that. So you just got to get those fundamentals right, the basics, and then you're golden.
I think riding a motorcycle responsibly makes you a better driver, because you begin to realize that you have to ride
for everybody.
For everyone on the road. Mm. You have to anticipate that every single potential threat is there.
You got to ride like nobody sees you.
Exactly.
You got to ride like you're invisible.
Or that you can, if you're going into a blind bend or something like that, that there is probably going to be someone coming towards you at whatever, and are you safe going into it? That sort of thing.
Some debris on the road or and into the road or something. Yeah. So, you do become a much better person in a car or as a driver. I drive the same way that I ride a motorbike, where I am appreciating that nobody's seen me.
Yeah.
And by doing that, I got a pretty clean record.
There's another thing moments. I wanted to ask you, because I'm looking at you now and I'm wondering, did you ride here today?
No.
Okay. Then you're cool. It's probably a Natal thing or a KZN thing. The guys that get on their bikes and scooters in a pair of slip-slops or flip-flops or whatever you want to call them, shorts and a t-shirt, I mean, all that has to happen, literally, is a little patch of oil or gravel And that person is in serious trouble.
Yeah.
Heaven help them if it's something more serious. Mm. Surely, to goodness, if you're going to be riding a motorcycle in 2024 on South African roads, the minimum you should have is a protective outer and a serious helmet.
So, Dave, you know, we're in a little Bolito bubble here. And being in that Bolito bubble, I've got to convince people to buy a proper helmet, you know. guys rock up there with their good old, there's another name for it, but the retro helmets, which don't cover a hell of a lot, and they're more for, a Burning Man festival than they are for a motorbike ride. Yeah. And I got to say, guys, helmet. You know what, at least buy a proper helmet. Well, they have to, but I mean, at least buy a proper helmet. Yeah, you know what, Bolito, we're all very naughty. We do go to the shop in a pair of slops and a vest or something or whatever it is, which is, yeah, if you come down, you're gonna get hurt. But you know, on the scooters, I mean, we've learned how to sell a few of those. You're never going really fast. The guys live on the beach. They're going down to Concha for a breakfast, or they're going to Fiamma for a lunch or something, or they just pop into the shop for a bread and a milk, or 60-60 out of touch. And that, you know, that you're not going fast or far on them. Even the kids that are using them, that are legally allowed to use them now, you know, they're in their school clothes. They don't have a lot of protection either, so to speak. But we are not cruising around at 100 kilometers an hour on the back road of the Bolito. So they're pretty okay. When you get to your on-road bikes, thankfully we do a lot of adventure bikes, not that many super bikes. Look, you know, the guys take it a lot more seriously than full-face helmets. They've got their protective jackets on. They've got their boots. They've got their everything. They've got their proper gloves.
The safety gear now, I mean, you've got Kevlar jeans, amazing. No,
you know, you can actually buy Alpine Star jackets now with built-in airbags.
You see?
You know? It's wonderful. So the minute you detach from the motorbike, the airbag deploys, just like it would on a motor car, and you stand a much better chance of getting hurt. But that is not conducive to Bolito, that's for sure, because you're
a little warm.
A little warm, just a little warm. And then, you know, the same thing for bicycles. You know, there's not, on the bicycle side of things, the only real protective gear that's purchased here is a helmet. Again, you know, otherwise you are hotter, you know, you need a good breathable t-shirt, you're in padded pants because your bum will thank you, and a good pair of shoes if you're cleating, or if you just normal pair, take it. But we don't really sell a ton of elbow guards or knee guards or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's saved for the guys that do take it professionally and they go do the downhill runs and that kind of thing, where they're doing double the speed. And then, you know, then they're in all the right gear for that. But again, locally here now, you go to holler trails, you know, you're going to fall and maybe graze the elbow because you judged a corner incorrectly. But there's no serious injuries, really.
I was going to suggest that for a while, and I think it's true. I mean, I'm aware of motorcycles more than bicycles. But for a while, South Africa kind of fell out of love with motorcycles. It was one of those things that there were fewer bikes on the road and there were fewer bikes available and just fewer people riding them in general. There must have been reasons for that. But that was then. And since then, there has been a complete turnaround and more bikes, lots more scooters, for example, but certainly a lot of bikes now on the market that thankfully, there's choice again.
Choice and affordability, eh? Huge and affordability, especially my brand.
What are these cheap bikes like?
So, you know, our entry-level scooters start at about 17.5. That's brand new with a 3-year warranty. And, you know, we're about to deliver our 500th new bike now.
Wow.
And if I can tell you honestly, I've had one genuine comeback where the guy said, listen, yeah, chap, I got a Friday bike. Please sort it out. We did a deal. He got a new one. I sorted the other one out under warranty. That's as happy as he can be with it. One out of 500, I can't believe it. I'll be completely honest. I expected a lot more trouble. Yeah. Especially, I mean, what do you buy for 17,500 rand?
And what do you put that down to?
Volume. Volume. So South African Motorcycles, that we are the dealer for on the North Coast here, they sell over 1,000 motorbikes a month.
Wow.
As a brand.
Wow.
You know, we're up to about 40 bikes a month now out of Mhlali here. And that is definitely, I'm the biggest goodie dealer in KZN. We're third in the country. So we went.
Goodie is the mark, is it the brand?
A big boy.
Oh, Big Boy,
yes.
Big Boy.
Big Boy is the brand. South African Motorcycles are the importers.
Okay.
And Big Boy are the main brand that we represent here. We've got three, but that's the main one.
Do you still have that retro Harley-Davidson-like scooter? It's such a nice-looking machine.
100%. We also, thankfully, just got a fresh consignment stock of those now. So we, yesterday, we got a big load from the head office. So, again, we know how to sell a few scooters. So we've got stock available for the guys that are looking for. We just got about 6 or 7 back in again yesterday. And then the delivery bikes. You know, the delivery bikes are 16,800 Rand, like 21 grand with a box and reg and all that kind of stuff.
And the way those guys ride them, you're replacing them fairly regularly.
Very regularly. But you know, the difference is that also there's individuals buying them now and they're creating a job for themselves overnight. So they earning, they work hard. Those guys work hard. I mean, we service all of them daily as well, of course, for the Checkers fleet and the individuals. And they work hard. Those boys definitely work hard. I mean, they're on the road more than they should be, but they're earning a good living from it. And they
say it's the biggest motorcycle gang in Africa.
100%. 100%.
60-60.
No, they come in there, fast and furious. But and even then, they're booked in. Hey, they want their bike. They want to be clocked back in again and be able to start taking those deliveries or orders.
And just on another subject, because you do both motorcycles and bicycles.
Yeah.
I was at Holler Trails the other day.
And you still owe me a ride, by the way.
You
still owe me a ride. Remember, I don't forget. I'm like an elephant.
You see. Okay, I was hoping you might have forgotten.
No, definitely not.
But here's the thing. I was walking. We were, my wife and I, with our German Shepherd. And bikes were coming past. And majority of them now are e-bikes.
100%.
And this is a development of epic proportion, because it opens up the sport to so many more people, because you don't have to be wildly fit to be able to enjoy a bit of an outride. But there's this funny meme doing the rounds of, you have the cyclists, they're all lean and mean, and then you have the e-bikers with the e-biker build, shall we say, extra strong frame, very, very tortured lycra in every direction. And we're exercising, but there's no perspiration on the brow. These people came fast, we had a decent speed, but it was like they were not trying, because it was just the bikes were sensational.
Do you know what it opens up to is that those kind of guys are normally just sitting on the couch.
Mm.
Okay, they're just normally not doing anything. This allows anybody to get the e-bikes, allow anybody to jump on a bicycle at a reasonable value. I mean, a bicycle starts at about 50 grand for a very good e-bike. And that's it. You're now in the trails, and you're maybe not gonna. You're gonna keep it on the boost mode for majority of it, and the easy gears and that kind of thing. And you're gonna do the easy trails to start with, and then it bites you slowly but surely. And I see it. We've seen it all our new customers permanently now. They're going, we plug it. When they come for a service, we can plug it in and check. And where they were living in boost mode or the power modes, depending on the bicycles, they're now dropping down to the trail modes or the eco modes or whatever. And they're getting proud of the fact that they're starting to push themselves a bit more. But when they need it, because you don't want to, you're quite, like I say, not quite fit yet, then you put it up to boost mode and do the big climb. But next time, you're going to drop it down to the level below and the level below, until eventually, if you really want a good workout and you turn it off, you're going to have a harder workout than a normal bicycle because of the weight difference.
The gateway drug of bicycles.
Correct.
I want one.
Correct.
But now, the other problem is that they are brutally expensive, but believe the price is coming down.
Well, they're not. So, our entry-level bike starts at about 50 grand, okay? It's not a bicycle at 20 grand, which is your sort of decent level. It's not a game special, and I know they sell a lot of bicycles, so no knock to them, but it's not an entry-level bike. But, at the 50 grand mark, you've got a very decent bike that will last you, it's like 2,800 cycles on the battery. That's not every time you plug it in. So it has to be a fully charged 100% cycle.
So that's the kind of money that you can get into you would consider to be a machine that has a level of quality that you would be comfortable with.
It's our most popular seller because of the entry-level point. Then, we've got bicycles. We're so excited. I've been talking to Mark about this forever, but tomorrow we receive our order from Italy. It's the brand called Fantec, and they are only e-bikes. And they are bespoke, high-end, carbon fiber, do excellent things. I think that we've got a pre-sold unit at about 280 grand. And so that's a lot. And now you're talking a car. Mm-hmm. You know, now you're talking a decent car for that kind of money. So, but it is, again, it's the kind of bicycle that the guy that knows what he wants and is a professional and he is entering that sport, it's the best of the best.
So you got the full range. You've got the bicycle for the customer. You've got the motorcycle for the customer, whatever that customer might be looking for. You've got the service facility on the North Coast that's been a sadly lacking proposition for 100%. A long time. You're well established in Umhlali. And have you got any deals on at the moment? People are always looking for deals. This is the world we live in.
You know what, Dave, has been we're just touching on 3 years now, and I've taken a slightly different approach. And what we've done is that most of the bicycle shops, motorbike shops that you go and visit out there, they are more expensive than me anyway to start. So I don't milk it. We are there to provide a service. I want all your money, but I want it over the next 10 years. I don't want it tomorrow.
Okay.
So we are fair on our pricing from the get-go. I haven't needed to run a special to do anything spectacular on an opening because we don't overcharge from the get-go.
But I believe, and this is someone, again, I heard through the ether, that if you buy a bike from Airworks and you want to trade up, you can take your bike back to Airworks and
100%.
There'll be a kind
we'd like to say that if you want to feel special, come and see us, because this kind of community is not grown in a lab, you know. So we, at the end of the day, we're there to coach, we're there to teach, we're there to take you out on a ride. We've got a full fleet of demos and staff available. That if you want to try it out, please come and try before you buy. All right, I can't expect you to come spend $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 on a motorbike or a bicycle without saying, you know what, this might not be for me. Let me come and try it. So we are free of charge. If you're thinking about riding, all right, you give us a shout. Whether it's 10 o'clock in the day, or we'll make an appointment for the afternoon, or you're going to join us on our social rides every Wednesday at 3 o'clock, and you don't have a bicycle, but you're thinking about trying it, and you're genuinely, obviously, in the market, come and give us a go. Come and stop and say, man, I want to try a normal bike. I'd like to try an e-bike. Let's get you out there. I've got demo helmets. We've got everything you need. We've got all the pit boards for access to holler. So it won't cost you a cent. Just if you're in the market and you're thinking about it, all right, and it's just on the top of your mind, come and try it. That's
and
all
there,
we said.
There's where we leave it for today, but you got the message loud and clear from Airworks Racing. One more point.
I do just want to say that from the cycling side, we do have got our we got a challenge starting at Holler Trails as of tomorrow. It's the Airworks segment chase. There are prizes available for the fastest on that particular loop. There are spot prizes. It's very simple to join. Just follow our socials, follow Holler Trails socials. And we got a cool segment chase starting this week for the month of August. Cool prizes to be won from that point of view. And it's just a fun challenge. So
fantastic. And I believe you're going to be doing something. I'm not sure whether you're going to be on display or what, but there's going to be a presence, an Airworks presence, at our big run on the 17th on the mountaintop.
We are, thankfully. Yeah. We're going to join you with our coffee trailer. And we've got our Airworks coffee trailer, which parks at our shop for all the cyclists and passerbys. But we'll be there. We'll have a few bicycles on display. So, can't join you in the run. You know, we're under pedal power. But we'll be there. Come and chat to us. Thank you for the opportunity. We can't wait to be there.
Fabulous. Airworks. What is that? Go fast, take chances.
Go fast, take chances.
Love it. The afternoon show continues.
Thanks, Dave.